Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday. It's January 30th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Just over a year ago, a tiny invasive species was found in the waters around Stockton, and now it's causing a major hassle in waterways across the Central Valley.
Well, they've been found all the way at the end of the whole water system, which is Arvin and Wheeler Ridge. That's at the south part of Kern County.
Coming up, we will learn more about the golden mussel and how it's threatening local aqueducts and reservoirs. But first, these headlines. Democratic lawmakers across the country are rushing to introduce bills aimed at regulating ICE agents, and California is no exception. Numerous states are considering legislation to give residents more legal protections from the federal agency. Muzaffar Chishti is an attorney at the Migration Policy Institute.
I think people are now beginning to see immigration not just as an immigration issue, but affecting their constitutional rights in the larger political realm. And that's why I think it's getting more traction.
Chishti says that bills that regulate how ICE agents do their jobs could face legal challenges. But he says laws that dictate how ICE uses state resources are on stronger legal footing. Fresno Mayor Jerry Dyer is among the increasing number of Republicans calling for de-escalation of immigration enforcement tactics being used by the federal government. Dyer was one of 50 Republican mayors who held a press conference this week at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. According to NPR, he said he supports the Trump administration's operations at the border, but not in local cities and towns.
They're being rejected by communities. Why? Because of the policing tactics that are being utilized that have been abandoned by local law enforcement 30 years ago.
Dyer served as Fresno's police chief for 18 years before being elected mayor. A labor union is throwing criticism at the Fresno Unified School District. This comes after the Board of Trustees got a raise while dealing with budget issues. At least two members of the board have declined the raise. Members of the SEIU Local 521 said they want to see more transparency from the district. The union is currently stalled in negotiations with the district over a new contract. A warning that this next story contains the sound of gunfire. The Bakersfield Police Department released chilling footage of a shooting involving an officer in December. As KVPR's Israel Cardona-Hernandez reports, the agency says it released the video for the sake of transparency.
The shooting took place just before the year after a Bakersfield police officer stopped a vehicle over a traffic violation. Body cam footage shows an adult fleeing on foot from the vehicle. The officer chases the individual, and the two get into a physical struggle. Shortly after that, the man appears to take out a gun and point it at the officer. That's when the officer quickly reacts. At least one bullet struck the man. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition. He could face charges of attempted murder of a law enforcement official. The officer is on paid leave while the police department investigates the situation. For KVPR News, I am Israel Cardona Hernandez.
State lawmakers are trying once again to let community colleges grant bachelor's degrees. This week marks the fourth time they've introduced a bill on the matter. Proponents say the goal is to help students get jobs sooner, and the proposed bachelor's programs would not duplicate what's offered at CSU and UC campuses. The two university systems, though, oppose the bill, as does Governor Gavin Newsom.
If you start your day with Central Valley Daily and are looking for a companion program in the afternoon, there's All Things Considered. Hi, I'm Sarith Hawk. Each weekday afternoon, I'm on KVPR's broadcast, bringing you the day's local and national news. Join me for All Things Considered, weekdays from 3:30 to 6 on KVPR. You can also stream us online at kvpr.org, through your smart speaker, and on the KVPR app.
And now to our main story. Water is precious in the Golden State, but one thing you don't want to find is golden mussels. They're an invasive species that in recent years has made its way into the water system. These mussels grab onto the bottom of boats and rocks and pipes, and they're difficult to remove. They can contaminate waterways and even threaten the health of sensitive water ecosystems. And now they're in the San Joaquin Valley. To break down this threat, today I'm speaking with Lois Henry. She's the CEO and editor of our news partner, SJV Water, and has been covering the Valley water scene for years. Lois starts off our conversation by explaining a bit more about the golden mussel.
As I understand it, golden mussels are an invasive species that came out of maybe China, and the theory is that they're in the ballast water of cargo ships. So ships, giant ships, take on water to try and, you know, keep them even keeled. And then when they take on cargo, they dump the ballast water because the cargo keeps them, you know, weighted down. And so they basically pick up water in one port and usually dump it out in another. So that's my understanding of how the mussels have kind of gotten over here. They're not a native species. And they have just kind of run wild at this point.
Yeah. They've proliferated. I think they originally were in the Stockton Delta area. Now, according to your reporting from SJV Water, they are in the valley. Where in our area have they been found?
Well, they've been found all the way at the end of the whole water system, which is Arvin and Wheeler Ridge. That's at the south part of Kern County, the farthest south that you can go in the valley. So they've obviously traveled through the state water system. The State Water Project, which is the California Aqueduct, which picks up water out of the San Luis Reservoir. Mm-hmm. That's where all the water from the South Delta is pumped into the San Luis Reservoir. And then it goes into both the Central Valley system, which is federal. And then the other system is the State Water Project, which goes down, you know, on the aqueduct. And then, you know, conceivably, it goes up the Edmundston pumping plant over the Grapevine and into LA, although I have not heard of the mussels being found in Metropolitan Water District's systems, but I'm sure they're looking.
Yeah, I read they were even found in the O'Neill Forebay in Merced County, which is that sort of reservoir adjacent to the San Luis Reservoir. So, and then as well down in Kern County. Any local water agencies reported any major impacts yet caused by these golden mussels?
Well, nobody has had to, as far as I know, like pull pipes and replace, you know, whole pipes or any kind of major equipment. They've been going through and hand scraping them off. We also had a story about the Fryant system. Now, the Central Valley Project has two different systems. And the Fryant system, which goes from Madera to Fresno down here to all the way to Arvin, that comes out of Millerton Lake. So it does not take Delta water, but the fear is that it's getting into the system through the end users down here, and they might start seeing mussels all the way up to Millerton Lake. They have not yet, and they did a huge check. They had a time when the Fryant Kern Canal was dewatered to a certain extent in large port in, you know, different sections, and they went and checked every bridge, abutment, every weir, everything. This is a huge deal, and this is why it's a huge deal locally, and this because the state and the feds are kind of like, yeah, it's a problem. You know, mm-hmm. We'll deal with it when we see them. Because their equipment, when you think about it, it's like a big funnel. It goes from the biggest down to the smallest. And when you talk about the water districts delivering to the farmers, that's the smallest. And when you have those mussels clogging, you know, a 4-inch pipe, that's a lot faster damage and problem than, you know, a 40-inch pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people down here are reacting with huge concern and urgency, and they're feeling like they're kind of getting a shrug from the state and the feds, which have more resources to find a more effective, cost-effective, and global, large-scale eradication method. But apparently the state, from the last thing we heard, they're really not interested in eradicating them. They're just interested in keeping them off of their equipment to keep it functioning.
Okay. And that's worth noting that these mussels adhere to, you know, the bottom of boats or equipment or things, and then they just proliferate. They even, I read, growing on themselves.
Yeah. If you see the pictures, there's a picture that the state water project put out that shows like a piece of equipment. I can't remember what it's called. It's something to measure the flows and stuff like that. And they had it pulled out at one point several months before the mussels kind of appeared. And then they pulled that same piece of equipment out, you know, a couple of months after they appeared. And it's very, I mean, it's like equipment shaped mussels.
It's, you know what I mean? It's to look at. Yes.
Yeah.
It really shows you, yeah, how pervasive the species is.
And you can sort of extrapolate from that, like, okay, well, if they're going to do that in the interior sides of pipes, which they found them in, then if it's a small pipe, they're very quickly going to clog that up. So it's a big deal down here. They're starting a task force. It's a big deal.
Yeah, not just an inconvenience.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. They have not yet found a caustic substance that they can put in the water that will kill them quickly and also not, obviously, you know, destroy the quality of the water for crops, because these things sense when something toxic is in the water and they close up for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so far, everything that I've read so far, because we, you know, we attend all the meetings and stuff, is that it's hand scraping that is the sure bet to get rid of these things. So, you know, they're trying to find something that won't hurt crops, but will discourage these mussels. But like I said, the state and the feds are kind of taking a back seat. And so it's the locals who are really trying to find the more cost-effective type solutions.
And any timeline from any of the meetings you've been to for employing any of these strategies to try to get these mussels out of there? Or is this just going to be an ongoing issue that districts have to handle moving forward, do you think?
I think it's just going to be something that they're going to have to incorporate into their, basically their hygiene of, you know, just operations and maintenances of their system. These mussels are in the Delta. There's just no way to eradicate them from the Delta. I mean, the Delta's huge, and the nooks and crannies, I mean, it's just impossible to even think about. So it is going to probably have to be that they find some method and that they basically incorporate that into their regular operations and maintenance, which will be another large cost at a time when they're already spending a lot of money to deal with groundwater regulations and other things. So it's going to be interesting.
Lois Henry, CEO and editor of our news partner, SJV Water. Nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.